I've been waiting to tell this story because I know how this story is going to get twisted. And within, I don't know, maybe minutes, at least days, it'll turn into Giorgio was big-timing. Do you still say homeless or transient people? Or
sure.
He was...
I just
he likes
did,
to fight homeless people.
Say, you definitely don't say transient people.
I just did a golf tournament for the homeless children of Dallas-Fort Worth. It's still okay.
Okay. Well, and I guess I'm making an assumption here that this person...
Unhoused.
Mm-hmm. I'm making the assumption that this person, these two people I'm about to tell you about, are homeless. I'm not sure what their status is. I do know that both of them were out with signs at an intersection of a road and a service road on a highway. Now, you're going to have to stay with me here because if you're in person, I can kind of use hand gestures and tell you exactly what the situation was. I'll try to explain it the best I could, best I can. So I'm leaving work, and I'm on an avenue, Oaklawn Avenue, as it hits I-35E, the service road, and then I-35E itself, the bridge going over Oaklawn. And I'm waiting at a traffic light, and as I am, to my left, there are two cars approaching the intersection on the service road. One's in the left lane, one's in the center lane. The left lane has to turn left. The center lane can go either way. So the center lane tries to take a left. They both arrive at the intersection same time. They're going, I don't know, 30, 40 miles an hour. And as the center lane tries to take a left, she has a difficult time doing that because the car in the left lane, for whatever reason, tried to go straight. She thought she could go straight from the left lane. So the woman in the... They were both women, if that matters. I don't know. The woman in the center lane lays on her horn. And the horn stays on. They finally grind to a halt right there in the middle of the intersection, almost in front of me. And I don't know if there was contact made. If I'm the official, I don't know if I call a foul. I don't know if there was contact or not. I just know the gal in the center lane was really upset. So upset that she just kept laying on her horn and then really frustrated because that makes me think that there was contact. That, like, great, I just had a wreck. There's damage to my car. She started hitting her steering wheel repeatedly.
Hmm.
I mean, just violently punching it. Well, then the horn sticks. So it's on. And the woman in the left lane realizes it was her fault, and she's like waving her, saying, I'm so sorry, and she's crying. And then the woman whose horn is stuck is crying. And then the woman whose horn is stuck, she pulls her vehicle away and goes underneath the bridge of I-35. The other woman stays in the left lane, gets out of her car, and is really upset. And I'm starting to think, wow, do I get out and try to see what's going on and maybe usher them to the side to get them out of the way?
And you're behind this?
No, I'm perpendicular to it. I'm looking
okay,
at it.
You're watching.
I'm at that, you know, that intersection there. All right, well, now my light turns green. Well, enter the guy who I had not come in contact with yet. He is on the other side of the service road, so he's like under the bridge holding a sign. He drops his sign and for some reason starts directing traffic. And he starts directing the traffic from the other side of the avenue that I'm on that's coming at me. And my light's green, their light's green. So if you're going to take a turn, I can't take a turn because I'd be going up the service road. But they can turn in front of me. He starts directing people coming the other way to turn in front of me. And he's like waving them on. All of a sudden, he's like,
you've got a green light.
Yes, I've got a green light. All of a sudden, he says, you know what? I'm going to be a protected left turn signal here, and I'm going to wave everybody on. So one car comes through. Meantime, these women are still shouting at each other. The horn's still stuck. And this guy is all of a sudden directing traffic. Well, now I've got cars. I look in my rearview mirror, and I've got cars coming up. I'm in the center lane. I've got cars coming up on my left and my right. They don't realize that this guy's up there directing traffic to turn in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I yelled at him, hey, stop directing traffic. There's oncoming traffic. You're going to cause another wreck. He then gets violent and starts charging the mound at me, dropping F-bombs every 5 seconds.
Yes, wow. This guy's a genius.
And I said, shut up and quit directing traffic. You're going to cause an accident. Right then, someone locks him up right in front of me because he had just waved a sedan through. And this minivan pulls up, locks him up next to me. And I'm just thinking, all hell is breaking loose here. And this all happened in like 10 seconds. We had, I think, an accident, a near accident, some guy directing traffic. And now this guy, who moments ago was hoping that I would give him money, now wants to kick my ass. And I'm just sitting there watching all this.
Yes!
So I thought about it. And I do I get out here, try to settle that guy down? Do I try to disengage her horn somehow that's still going off and they're still mad at each other? And I finally got him to stop being the protected left turn signal. And then it's weird. After he started screaming at me, then he just went and picked up a sign and started headed down the other way on the avenue. And
he left the scene?
Yes. He decided that all of a sudden, even though he had taken control of the situation, that he was done with it. And so he left, and then I thought, yeah, I don't want to be a part of this. I did kind of witness the accident, but, I mean, no one was hurt. I don't even know if they made contact. But after about 30 seconds of that, I didn't want any more of that. So did I do the wrong thing by leaving that? Should I have stayed?
No.
I didn't want any part of that.
That sounds like a total mess.
Yeah. You got three people that are mad. I don't even know what this dude's mad at because I corrected him to stop directing traffic.
Why do you think that homeless can't direct traffic as well as people who have homes?
I didn't say that. I just said, I don't think you arbitrarily decide, you know, let's let these people just go ahead and turn left in front of oncoming traffic. That's a good idea.
But you can arbitrarily decide that this person's homeless?
Like I said at the beginning, I don't know that he is. I'm thinking that he may be. And unfortunately, he had a sign. He looked like he had been on the street for a while.
Didn't seem to have much to do.
No, and to borrow a line from Gordo, he didn't talk to me about his savings plan or...
What?
You know, how his investments were doing. That's what you always say about people.
You were the one that said that all homeless have 401ks, they just don't have access to them.
I said some may, and you don't even know. And they don't either. They just don't know how to get to that money.
Now, here's the thing. Getting involved in anything these days...
It's not worth it.
...is almost a can't win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone was going to either take a swing at me or get mad at me if I had gotten out and tried to solve all that.
And if it escalates at all, then... Your story just can get manhandled any which way that someone wants to use it, because they can say, big-time radio host tries to do this, and they just...
Right.
People just make stories whatever they want them to be.
Yes.
With just the raw materials of what I need to know, the privileged guy. All right, privileged guy does this.
Yeah, privileged guy, that's me. Uh-huh. I play that role,
right.
And yeah.
So that's why you just got to back out of life.
All of a sudden, I had to try to override him to say, hey, stop that. Stop directing traffic. You're going to cause a wreck right about then. That's when the tire's like, and then I think they looked at me like, what are you doing? They thought that I had somehow caused what was right. going on up there. And it's just like, God, is everyone here nuts?
Yes, everyone is nuts.
All right, here's another story to tell you that it's not me big-timing somebody, but it was another near altercation scenario that was just weird. And I think this happened like a day or two later after the big traffic incident. So the near accident or accident that I witnessed where the guy started directing traffic and we had an altercation. Okay, this is just off of Central. So you know how maybe the center lane can be stopped, but the left lane will still be moving because... In my case, I was going to take the U-turn, so I was going to go left lane to the U-turn lane and just zip right around. There were no cars in front of me, but there were several cars behind me. I'd say we're moving at a rate of speed of 40 miles an hour, something like that, 35, 40 miles an hour. Well, I noticed that there was someone who was asking for money with a sign going up the center lane, but as they were approaching the cars on the driver's side of those who are in the center lane, they were in the left-hand lane, the U-turn lane. So they were taking up that lane. They were a good step or two into that and just walking up the line of stopped cars, holding the sign, but in the U-turn lane as we're approaching going 40, 45 miles an hour. So I honked once when I was a good 50 yards, 40 yards away. No real sign of effect. This woman kept walking towards me and then finally saw me approaching. Again, I'm starting to slow down, but I'm still going 30 miles an hour or so. She holds up the sign and now she's in the middle of the lane. So I lay on the horn. I've got room to stop, but I've also got people behind me and I'm thinking, do they see this? And I looked in my rearview mirror. I don't think they did. So
you were approaching a homeless person at high speed laying on your horn.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were barreling towards them. Honking at them
again. The look
about
is
to run over
right
them.
Again. The look is not good. Then I didn't lock him up, but I slowed down almost to a complete stop. Meantime, the car behind me was, oh no, this is going to be. And then they locked up their brakes. And you hear, and then the car back behind them was able to stop in time, no contact. But then I thought, if someone else is coming up, they're going to hit that third car. Well, just about then. She realizes she'd caused this commotion. She stepped out of the way. I went forward so I could, you know, get out of the way, and those other cars could, too, in case there was going to be another car that would happen upon this crazy scene. And as I did, she starts pounding on my hood and my truck as it passes.
Yes.
So now it looks like I did something to, like, scare her or do something. I did something wrong. Brakes lock up, and then my car gets... you know, hit by her. And if you just looked out of the corner of your eye, you'd go, wow, is that guy just taking a run at that person with the sign?
That's what
Hold on. You've had two run-ins with the homeless on the roadways of Dallas-Fort Worth. The only common thread here in the stories is you.
That's right.
Yep. And here we go.
That's how stories are made. Yes.
So there you go. There's your storyline. You guys can run with it for the rest of this year and however long we do the show. All right, Big 12, big conference call last night. What was said and what's the future here in just